DHS, criminal illegal alien from Mauritania voted in several federal elections. By Amy Furr on March 10, 2026. A criminal illegal alien has been charged with voter fraud in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The news coming as President Donald Trump urges Republican lawmakers to safeguard United States elections by passing the Save America Act. The suspect was identified as Mahadi Sako of Mauritania. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced Monday. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested him and DHS noted. Sako has been illegally voting in this country since 2008. He entered the U.S. near Miami, Florida, and an immigration judge ordered him removed. Sako exhausted all appeals, and the Board of Immigration Appeals upheld his removal on November 14, 2002, over two decades ago. ICE shared a photo of Sako on Monday and stated in the caption, "Only U.S. citizens should be voting in U.S. elections." United States Attorney David Metcalf said Thursday Sako was charged by criminal complaint with fraudulent voting. Per a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Sako is an illegal alien who was ordered deported in 2000. Despite being an illegal alien, Sako allegedly unlawfully voted in person in the 2024 general election for federal office. Sako falsely represented that he was a U.S. citizen in order to vote and register to vote. The release stated, adding that if he is convicted he could face up to 5 years in prison. In a statement regarding Sako's arrest, DHS Deputy Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss said, "This criminal illegal alien committed a felony by voting in federal elections dating back to 2008. Illegal aliens should not be electing American leaders. Our elections belong to American citizens, not foreign citizens. Congress must pass the Save America Act immediately to secure our elections." Senator Dave McCormick, RPA, praised Metcalf Friday for zeroing in on Sako's case and said he also supports the Save America Act. On Sunday, President Trump said he would not sign any bills until the act was passed and election integrity secured for American voters, per Breitbart News. He wrote in a post on Truth Social, "Great job by hard-working Scott Pressler on Fox and Friends talking about using the filibuster, or talking filibuster, in order to pass the Save America Act, an 88% issue with all voters. It must be done immediately. It supersedes everything else. Must go to the front of the line," he wrote in a post on Truth Social. "I, as president, will not sign other bills until this is passed. And not the watered-down version, go for the gold. Must show voter ID and proof of citizenship. No mail-in ballots except for military, illness, disability, travel, no men in women's sports, no transgender mutilization for children. Do not fail. President Donald J. Trump." Democrats have fought against the act, with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, claiming it is Jim Crow 2.0.